Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. If you want to jump on the air with us here, you can. Also, I want to say thanks to David LV, who is a silver amplifier, which means that David is contributing $5 a month to the Free Talk Live AMP program to help us get on more radio stations. We've got over 200 stations that carry the show throughout the week at various different times. And we could have more. We could have 300. We could have 400. It just takes time. It takes money. It takes effort. And that's what the AMP program helps us do. So thank you, David LV. And thank you to everybody else who amps the show and everyone who has amped in the past. If you've amped before or you have not yet amped, we'd love to have you join it over at amp.freetalklive.com. You can use PayPal. You can use credit card. And, of course, Bitcoin BTC at ampamp.freetalklive.com. It's Ian and Mark here as normal. Well, actually, not normal. Mark, you normally are off on Thursday, so you came in to sit.
This is a special show. You get on Thanksgiving, you get the two main hosts, like we normally do on a Saturday or a Sunday.
And you get Alex Chigorji from CryptoFrontier.org.
That's right.
Yes. I mean, it's been a long time since somebody's called in about one of their Move Here projects, and I must say, I don't know that we've ever been quite as kind to somebody who...
Well, I fully expected, because when Alex reached out to me, I'd not heard of him. Right. I mean, you weren't a regular... I don't know how long you've been listening to Free Talk Live, but it didn't seem like you had been for a very long time, at least. But you pitched the idea of coming up. You were in the area. You wanted to come up and pitch this idea of migration, like a crypto migration project. And of course, my initial response was, sure, if you're willing to come to Keene, I'm willing to come sit down and have lunch with you and hear what you have to say. But I wasn't expecting anything, you know, impressive, because we've heard it all. We've heard all kinds of Move Here project pitches ever since the Free State Project. Everybody else who's a libertarian who doesn't want to move somewhere has wanted to create a Move Here project to get all the libertarians to move to their place. And that was the first thing that impressed me about you, Alex, and I've told you this off the air, was that you are actually going to do this. You don't already live in the Mariana Islands, although you have visited, so there's that. But it's not like you're trying to get people to move to Dallas, where you currently live, or to Boston, where you originally came from. You've looked at different places.
That's the first sign that your Move Here project is poorly planned out. You know what? Would be awesome if all them libertarians would move
right here.
Yeah. And, I got room in my barn, you know, like, or whatever.
Yeah.
So, number one,
in the game, no real investment, nothing like that.
Then, step two is... You have picked as a bad idea. You've picked a place that's beautiful, not a place that is politically.
It's an island paradise with legal cannabis. What more do you want?
Agreed.
And legal gambling, you said.
But I got to say that makes me first skeptical. It doesn't bring me on board. Living in a beautiful place is a wonderful thing, but the government of that place needs to be on board with whatever the project is. And it turns out, from all the questions I've asked you so far, it seems like they are.
The government doesn't even know this project exists.
No, not the project, but I mean that they're. The way that the government's set up is conducive, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, so I was saying, because he was actually willing to pick up his own life and move for this idea that he's, the creator of, that set it apart from 99.9% of the rest of these Move Here projects. So it really got my attention. I had a bunch of questions, of course, and that's what we're asking a lot of questions here tonight. Mark, this is your first real experience with this proposal.
I did a little research ahead of time, but I don't know that much.
So you had asked Alexander, just before we went away for the top of the hour news, to kind of paint a picture of the idea of a crypto
cluster. I hadn't heard this term before.
You want to attract crypto people.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm thinking we create an industrial cluster, but like everything, you got to start small. So what I envision first is a few activist spenders go over there and start using Bitcoin. You get 10 guys over. Keep in mind, the median income in the Northern Mariana Islands is $15,000 a year.
What is that, like half typical American median income?
I'd say it's about a third.
Okay.
The family income, median income, is about $60,000 in the U.S.
Okay.
So maybe one-fourth the family, one-third the individual.
15 for an individual in the Mariana Islands?
Yeah, 15 for the individual. So if, say you're someone who works online or you made some money in getting in early into crypto and you want to do something to help spread crypto to more people and really take it to the next level, you come over to the Mariana Islands with people like myself, and our goal is to spend as much money in crypto as possible. The reason we do this is we get the locals on board. If we concentrate our spending at the same few businesses, they'll definitely be interested in taking crypto. If you're the bar and someone's spending $5,000 a month as a group in crypto, you're going to be very interested in what this crypto thing is. The other bars, the other restaurants will say, hey, what is this crypto thing? How do we get them to come over here?
Mm-hmm.
So we start spending concentrated at bars, gyms, restaurants, property managers. We help get more and more businesses interested in this new revenue source and make them realize that they can sell to more people if they start accepting crypto technology. We'll also do a lot of local outreach to the children and other locals who are interested. Have Bitcoin meetups, explain how it works, other crypto technologies that are interesting. And it's just a very accessible place there where you can just go to the bar and meet the assistant attorney general. That's actually what happened to me. You know, I met him one day. The next day, I was at his house playing Xbox. It's that kind of place where you can easily meet the powerful people. It's not, oh, I'm a senator, you're a little, like, voter, get away from me kind of place.
It's like that here in New Hampshire to some extent as well, because the state representatives, there's so many of them. There's 400 state reps in New Hampshire. It's one for every 3,500, roughly 3,000 to 3,500 people. There's a good chance your state representative literally lives, like, a couple neighborhoods over from you. You're going to see them at the grocery store. You're going to see them around town. But even in New Hampshire, the odds are you're not going to run into the attorney general because there's still 1.4 million people in this state. That said, they are more accessible here than they are in other places, but it sounds like they're even more accessible in the Mariana Islands because everybody's there in, you know, the Saipan or, you know, for pretty close by, and we're only talking about 50 or 60,000 people total.
Well, keep in mind, the governor wins with 9,000 votes. So
wow.
That's the highest votes of any official is the governor. And 9,000 votes is enough to win. So that gives you an idea of how represented you are. What does the governor of California represent? Almost 40 million people? You're nothing to them. Where in Saipan, in Northern Mariana Islands, every single vote matters.
Yeah.
And the representative with the most votes that won was 2,000. So the highest votes is even lower than New Hampshire's 3,500. And senators can win with as few as 600 votes.
Right. There's fewer people voting for the governor of Northern Mariana Islands than there are people voting in Keene for the mayor.
Yeah. So that will really allow the project to get a way larger reach because the government is interested in what's going on. Who are these new people? What is this crypto technology?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we believe they'd be very amenable to things like blockchain property registration or maybe even blockchain voting, because they want to do cool things, diversify their economy, put their name on the map.
Now, what are some of the other crypto migration projects? Wasn't there one to Puerto Rico recently?
So the crypto migration to Puerto Rico was a lot like people made a lot of money, and Puerto Rico has good capital gains laws.
Mm-hmm.
So you can move to Puerto Rico, and if you're a real resident there, you can basically pay no capital gains tax. There are other taxes and, you know, whatever the case may be.
I presume that's true in the Mariana Islands as well, right?
Yeah, the Mariana Islands have the lowest taxes in America. The highest tax bracket there is 18%, which is
for
half
income?
For income, yes. That's half of what you'd be paying in a no-income tax state like Florida or Texas. In addition, there's no property tax or sales tax. So things are really, really low there in terms of taxation.
And the taxes that you're talking about, you said 18%. That's the highest tax bracket, meaning
that's
over, what, 100,000?
Yeah, over 100,000. The way it's a complicated system, they mirror the federal system, but then they give you rebates. So the worst rebate is you get 50% of the money you would have paid back. And keep in mind, you're not
paying... That's the worst one.
The worst one.
And that's so
the 18% effective rebate. But the best rate is $20,000 and under. You get 90% of what you would pay to the federal government back.
But you're not paying anything to the federal government. You're paying it to the Mariana Islands
government.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the IRS isn't even there. There's not an IRS office.
Yeah.
Right?
Also, your dollars aren't funding U.S. military expeditions around the world.
That's amazing. There's more coming up here. 855-450, free like freedom. We're here live on Thanksgiving Day. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com. Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarists, thinkers, and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live, and we're here live on Thanksgiving Day. You're invited to join us. The toll-free number, if you want to do that, is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Also special guest.
Alex Ugorji from CryptoFrontier.org.
And that's what we're talking about primarily here. But, of course, the phones are open. So if there's something you wanted to talk about, you're welcome to join us here. Especially if you've got a question for Alexander. Because, I mean, Mark and I'm sure we can continue to pepper him with various questions.
And we shall.
And we will. But if you want to jump in, you're welcome to do that. Plus, I want to also make sure you know about the Edge wallet. This is the cryptocurrency wallet of my choice, and that was true before they became a sponsor here on Free Talk Live. It's the one that I use more often than any other. I was just using it tonight out at the Indian restaurant where I had my Thanksgiving dinner. Alex came out and about five or six other liberty activists from the area came out to talk to him about this crypto migration to the Northern Mariana Islands. But anyway, if you want to learn more about the Edge wallet, it allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold various cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and many more. You can go to secure your freedom with the Edge wallet. It's on iOS and Android devices. Just head on over to edge.app to learn more, or just go straight to your Google or Apple App Store and download Edge wallet. As we continue here with Alexander, we were talking about some of these other crypto migration projects. I'm just trying to think off the top of my head. I remember hearing some people saying that they wanted to move to Puerto Rico. There was one
Isle of Man.
Yeah. Okay.
Was another one. The Mauritius, which is the island of the dodo birds. Those
now,
are
has
one...
anything actually happened with these? Are they No?
No.
Okay.
Really nothing. There is a place...
Puerto Rico's big, right? Like, there's a lot of people living in Puerto Rico. This is not a small place. You're not going to have as much of an impact in a place like that, whereas in the Mariana Islands, total population peaks at like 55, 60,000 people. Not even all of those folks are voters. And so you can have a much larger impact. You were talking, Alexander, about maybe getting a dozen... you know, crypto people there initially to kind of get the ground tilled a little bit, so to speak, and get some
Slovenia
businesses online. If you can get a dozen people there, you should be able to have a similar impact that we've had here in Keene, New Hampshire. For listeners that have been listening for a while, you guys know this is one of the hot spots for cryptocurrency, local businesses accepting crypto. And the way we were able to do that was by having several people who are willing to spend cryptocurrency, because that's the key. A lot of crypto people don't understand the value of spending it. They just want to hold it and hope that it makes them rich. But the value of cryptocurrency is to actually have a currency, is to have something that you can actually use instead of using government money. And unfortunately, a lot of people into crypto don't understand that. So if you can get a dozen spenders to move to the Mariana Islands and start pitching it to businesses, I think you could outstrip Keene if you have the numbers like that. And a dozen isn't a high goal.
Well, you get one business accepting cryptocurrency on one of those smaller islands, then you have already, per capita, beat the hell out of every place on the planet.
Because, well, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Now, our goal is to be the top per capita crypto place within 5 years.
Okay. That's a good goal. It's doable.
And as we move up the ranks on CoinMaps, more developers and investors will also become interested. And as they reach out, we'll tell them about the great tax benefits, the ability to access the global talent pool due to the special visas. And that's when it should really take off. Once we have major developers of blockchain solutions like voting or property registry move over and start talking with the government and say, hey, we can lower the cost of doing these services and generate jobs, income, publicity.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a very appealing pitch, and the government will be very receptive to such things. Conversely, in some place like Puerto Rico, the crypto industry is just a drop in the bucket. It's much harder for them to have an impact. All of those tax benefits that they're using were created by the hedge fund guys, not the crypto community. Whereas if they were to come over, those same guys, to the Mariana Islands, they'd be some of the wealthiest investors in the area and could have a really, really large reach.
3 million people in Puerto Rico, so, I mean, it's not even a comparison.
Really, when you're talking about these kind of numbers, when you know, some of these islands, as small as 3,000 people, even lower, well, that it makes your impact significantly larger if you're going to come in and say, hey, I'm spending money. And you bring in a dozen people, as he's pointed out, Alex has pointed out here. Yeah, that would be meaningful. Somebody wants to open a business and then do business in crypto or primarily in crypto. That's going to be a big deal.
All right, so if you've got any questions for Alex, please jump on the line here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I got a couple notes here. I'm going to ask you some questions. Property. You can't own property. That's a downside, right?
There's two ways to look at it, like everything. Not owning property is really strange from an American perspective.
Yeah.
People from all around the world buy property in America, whether it's, drug cartels laundering their money in the Miami market or wealthy Chinese parking their money in California.
Or just regular Americans who want to own a big dog or something. I mean, I can tell you that most Americans look down on people who rent, but as a homeowner, and I've looked at this financially over and over and over again, and if you're not going to live in the same place for 10 years, you really don't have business buying property.
Hmm.
Maybe you've got a big dog and that's your only option. Maybe you really want to do some gardening or something. But it really just doesn't make much sense for most people to own property. And, anybody who's had a hot water heater bust in their basement knows what I'm talking about. This has to deal with the roof and those kind of things. It's a lot easier to just pay somebody market rate to take care of the house you're living in.
Well, yeah, that's certainly true, but I'd say the bigger advantage to the Mariana Islands system, where only natives, people who are there before joining the U.S. can own property, is that the prices are low. This is a beautiful beach paradise a few hours from major agent cities. If anyone could own property there, the whole island would be bought up. It'd be the
right
next Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
But because of this 55-year lease limit, some of the biggest investors and hotel chains, they're not willing to buy land that they can only own for 55 years.
Sure.
So it kept them out, and it's kept the prices low. So
I'm looking right now on a real estate website, which may be a little out of date. This listing is from 2017. It's like one of the only listings they have. But they're asking $175,000 for a 55-year lease of a property with what appears to be a house. It doesn't say what the square footage on the house, but there's 846 square meters in the property, which is about 2/10 of an acre. $175,000, that's just over $3,000 a year for a 55-year lease, $3,000 a year to live in what looks like a pretty nice house on 2/10 of an acre. I mean, you're talking about monthly, that's, $300, less $265 a month.
Yeah, I saw a house for $200,000, and I don't know what the arrangements are.
Yeah.
Yeah, the rents also are very low as a result. I mean, the $15,000 median income should give you an idea of how much things cost. You might be thinking, oh, it's an island, things are going to be so expensive, it's going to be like Hawaii. No, it's the opposite of Hawaii.
Well, you actually went there. Let's talk about your visit to the Mariana Islands. Like, just kind of relate some stories and your experience. Because you spent, what, like a week there or so?
Yeah, I spent in total about 3 weeks there. I took
More coming up. Hold that thought. This is Free Talk Live.
Was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas. I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump arrived in Afghanistan on Thanksgiving to rally U.S. troops involved in the nearly 20-year-old war.
Trump secretly left Mar-a-Lago Resort in Florida Wednesday night and set out across the globe to offer holiday greetings to service members stationed overseas.
I've just come from serving Thanksgiving dinner to some of you. I recognize already some of you in the audience, and we had a good time.
Now, this marks the second time that the president has visited a combat zone, the first being last year at Christmas in Iraq. Despite the very windy conditions in New York City, many folks enjoyed the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Wonderful! It's been beautiful! It's the best day of the year!
We've got
gorgeous!
We've got Santa Claus in town!
With the windy conditions, the giant character balloons just flew a little bit lower to the ground. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free to join us here on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms, and you can join those over at discord.lrn.fm. Yes, it is Thanksgiving Day, and we're here live. Ian and Mark in the studio tonight with special guest Alexander Ugorji. He is the founder of Crypto Frontier, cryptofrontier.org. We got more questions for him coming up about the Northern Mariana Islands, one of the best-kept secrets about the United States, it seems. It is a place where it's technically part of the United States, but it's like the least of the regulations as far as immigration and taxes, and we can get into it a little bit deeper here. Your calls and questions are certainly welcome. We're going to go to your phone calls, though. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves, and we're starting out here with Larry in Indianapolis. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, I didn't call to talk about this, but you're talking about the timeshare deal. Those places don't have any infrastructure. It's uncertainty whether you can get medical care or not. And not to mention the problem with insects and other critters that they have, that a person that have been in civilization, he goes down there and signs a 55-year lease on anything.
Well, that's not the same thing as a timeshare. Let's just be clear. A timeshare is a different thing entirely. That's where you're sharing a property with other people, okay. And that's not quite the same thing.
And right, but anyway.
But let's address a couple of those things. I mean, insects. Obviously, it's an island paradise, which means there's going to be a few bugs down there, right? Like that's a reality.
I'm from Florida, and we have flying cockroaches.
Poisonous snakes. that
snakes?
Where's
no
all the stewards going?
Snakes, as far
hey,
as I'm
where's
aware.
All the stewards going?
It's not Australia.
You shouldn't
well, people
eat
don't think
anyway.
About that, but I just.
Where is the sewage going? I mean, I imagine they have a treatment plant. Is it all wells or
who's paying for it?
They have a mix of everything. It's similar
who's
to Hawaii or other destinations in the area.
People from Indiana.
Okay, well, they're paying a premium. I know. But anyway, what I call about is our champion, President Trump, is at work
champion?
For us again. He's our champion.
Not mine.
What do you do for me?
Well, here's what he's doing for you. He's having the drug cartels classified as terrorists so that we can then, if I was the drug cartels, I'd be diversifying my business, because if they get classified as terrorists, they will be able to set in Oklahoma somewhere and have drone strikes on their luxurious compounds. All their
that does
cars,
not sound like good news.
It sounds like the price of my meth is going to go up.
I don't want drone strikes anywhere near me.
You know what that's going to do? You know what that's going to do?
Kill
that
innocent people?
It's going to cause people
no,
to make
No, because the drones
choice.
Have not killed any innocent people in the Middle East.
Well, they're going to have them down there at the cartel place. They know everything about these people. They have cell phones. They have internet and so forth.
So wait a minute. Larry, are you actually trying to tell me that after decades of the war on drugs, you think increasing the war is going to finally do something?
I think what it will do is it will make the problem that we have within this country, even though the prices are high now, they'll get higher, and that will exacerbate and make the pain more acute.
So we'll get more robberies, we'll get more people, we'll have more people getting their homes and their cars broken into, we'll have more armed robberies.
And we'll deal
with
the problem.
And that's what you want. You want that.
Well, sometimes you have to go through some pain to make people understand.
So more innocent people need to die at the hands of drone strikes and terrorism raids. I mean, this is insanity. I mean, to say that you think you can win the war on drugs by increasing the violence is like you're ignoring the reality that prohibition fails every single time it's been tried.
I think if you have that situation going on, then they will legalize certain drugs and make them available through the government where they're being.
So you think that because the government is now going to increase. Let me see if I'm following you here. You think because the government's now going to increase the violence against the drug cartels, that's going to somehow lead them to want to legalize drugs? That doesn't connect to me.
I'm talking about the individual like Guzman or whatever his name was that just got locked up. He's got beautiful homes and compounds and estates that he owns. I'm talking about
El Chapo.
If they take all his money, and he goes for his debit card, and they say, "I'm sorry, El Chapo, you don't have no money, buddy." The people are not going to give him anything. His money is what's controlling, right? So if they cut all that off, and they very well can do it through the high tech banking.
That's not going to change anything. I mean, they've taken down drug cartels before. There's other ones that rise up because as long as there's a demand.
When they rise up and they think that they can dig their tunnels and stuff, they give them a warning. Hey, you got 2 hours to close your tunnel down, buddy. We're going to send a bunker buster down there on you and blow the whole
bunker
thing
buster.
Up. So if you're
keep,
down there,
just
you're
to keep increasing the violence, dropping bombs on the war on drugs.
Right.
That's going to work.
Hey,
I mean, this is just a ridiculous, violent fantasy, and it's really sad, Larry, because I know that you're a smart guy and you should know that prohibition doesn't work.
Letting them flood our country with all kind of illegal drugs.
No, I think what ought to happen is you ought
to
legalize drugs.
Our people's all
no,
right,
Larry,
right?
You don't understand. You ought to legalize drugs.
Understand.
That way people can make
the
drugs here in the United States and sell them in the United States so you wouldn't have
them
flowing in.
That's right. And satisfy their desire and employ people in that business instead of letting somebody foreigner come in here.
Okay, so now you're with me. You agree with legalizing drugs.
He's fine with addiction as long as
it's
American addiction.
All right, good. I'm glad we're on the same page here, Larry. Thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Before we go any further, I'd like to congratulate drugs on winning the war on drugs.
Yeah, it was never even a contest.
No, it's never going to be. Prohibition doesn't work that way. The people who have lost the war on drugs are the U.S. citizens who've had to pay,
mm-hmm.
and people around the world, honestly, that have had to pay for all these the increased law enforcement activity and all that stuff. You know, they run around, they get a little bust, they show it off, and then look, we're the Paw Patrol, and we got this little we busted some college kids with some weed.
Mm-hmm. All right, so
speaking of drugs.
What's the drug war like in the Mariana Islands?
There are no wars in the Mariana Islands. There's no National Guard. There's no SWAT teams. It's a much more friendly environment. And in regards to drugs specifically, they just legalized marijuana. In 2018, they passed the law to legalize it. It's the first jurisdiction in Asia Pacific to legalize weed for medical and recreational use.
So does that mean it's legal to possess but not legal to sell?
They're finalizing the regulations similar to Massachusetts, right? They passed in 2016, but there were no shops open until 2019. So it's going to take them a little while, probably end of this year, early next year. They'll have the regulations finalized. But the way the bill is currently written, you can both possess it and there's commercial sales.
So it's legal to sell it commercially, but not there's no
storefront? It's legal,
storefront?
But there's regulations. You'll have to apply as like an official seller,
mm-hmm.
and all that, similar to other states and official grower.
I mean, I don't expect you to know every answer to every question, but do you know if you were to sell cannabis without jumping through the hoops, has that been decriminalized somewhat to where if they arrested you for selling cannabis right now, would it be a felony or would it be something like a violation or a misdemeanor or whatever the equivalent is in the Mariana Islands?
I don't think it's clear based on the current writing of the law what the penalty would be, and the Attorney General's office is working with the Cannabis Commission to fine-tune those little details, but I don't think it would be a problem. The Northern Mariana Islands has the second highest weed smoking weight in the world after Jamaica,
really?
According to the UN study. They had 22% of the population smoking cannabis, so
it's
a very relaxed island culture, and if you're not hurting anybody, you're generally left alone.
Okay. What are the typical, have you looked at, like, the police logs there or looked at crime rates? I mean, what are the typical arrests in the Marianas, like drunk and disorderly?
Yeah, I'd say the biggest arrests are like a DUI. That's relatively common there.
You should give everybody bumper cars.
Yeah. There's two. I was looking at online. There's two levels of courts, right? Like there's the district courts and then the Supreme Court.
Yes.
All right. So that if you want to appeal something, it just goes straight. It's like New Hampshire, where there's only New Hampshire has three levels, so it's a little more simplified. The toll free number 855-450-FREE. We'll talk more about the Mariana Islands and the Crypto Frontier project on the way here. This is Free Talk Live.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. This service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but 4 free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get 4 free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your 4 free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The chat room is buzzing away about the Mariana Islands and other, you know, competing options, you know, different choices for crypto people to zero in and come to a similar, you know, or come to the same place and have a bigger impact. It's kind of the idea behind the crypto frontier. We've got Alexander Yagorji with us here. It's Ian and Mark in the studio on this live Thanksgiving Day edition of Free Talk Live. And we've long been supportive of cryptocurrencies here on Free Talk Live. And one of the newer ones that has come on board with supporting Free Talk Live is Divi.
Yeah, the next generation wallet is coming from Divi, and in just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money from around the globe only in a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the Divi wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries off the bat, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org. Go check them out, DiviProject.org.
All right, so as I said, we've got Alexander Yagorji here, the website CryptoFrontier.org. This just launched within the last week, so this is the exclusive announcement, I guess, here on Free Talk Live. And I noticed on the website there is an email sign-up all the way down at the bottom. So if you want to be kept in the loop, that is where folks – is that the best place for people to go right now, Alexander?
Yeah, we also have a subreddit, r/CryptoFrontier.
Oh, okay,
and we're
cool.
Looking for feedback and suggestions. The project details aren't finalized. We want to hear from the crypto community, how we can improve, other things we can do to make it more attractive. So give us your feedback.
Yeah, it already sounds pretty attractive as is, although, as you pointed out, this is the crypto frontier. This is an opportunity. It's not that you're going to be able to go there and immediately start spending cryptocurrency. You're looking for entrepreneurs, people who are willing to reach out to the community to connect the people of the Mariana Islands with the idea of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. And I think that's a great plan. Some of the other basics that, you know, probably our libertarian audience wants to cover, you mentioned cannabis. Is legal there as of 2018?
Yeah, 2018 they passed a law to legalize it. They're still fine-tuning the details, but it's the first place in Asia Pacific to legalize cannabis, which is pretty exciting.
Didn't Guam also legalize it recently?
Guam copied the Mariana Islands.
Oh, they followed the Mariana
Islands. They were a little threatened. They felt, uh-oh, we might lose the tourism over to the... Because a lot of these South Koreans and Chinese, who are the biggest tourism markets... They go to American colleges, they learn about cannabis, and they're really craving, but in their home countries, it's illegal.
Right.
So having some place like the Northern Mariana Islands where they can indulge in their vices is ideal.
Guns, however, are maybe not going to be particularly welcome. What's the situation with guns in the Mariana Islands?
Yeah, so guns are legal, a common misconception. They tried to ban them, but because it's part of the United States...
Now, who tried to ban it? Was the legislature?
The legislature tried to ban it. There was a shooting in the Mariana Islands, and as is often the case, shootings lead to a backlash of, you know, we got to get rid of guns. That will make people safe. So they passed a pretty extreme gun law, and an Army veteran, he challenged it in the courts, and the Ninth Circuit of appeals actually overturned the gun law.
Wow.
So it's still possible to get guns. You have to apply for a permission, which may not be as ideal as someplace like New Hampshire with constitutional carry. But
New Hampshire, by the way, did not have constitutional carry until 2017. I mean, it had it maybe at some point in the past, but there was a long time where you had to have a concealed permit. You could open carry legally in New Hampshire, and now you can conceal and open carry without a government permission slip. So I know that's something that you are interested in. You told me off the air you might be willing to jump through those hoops just to see how invasive it is and how bad that process is. So guns aren't prohibited, but is open carry also prohibited? Do you know?
Yeah, I'm not sure the exact open carry laws off the top of my head, but I'll be investigating those further and posting updates to our email list.
Because you're moving there next month. You're like less than a month from picking up your life. And you said you've got a partner as well that's moving with you, so you're not going alone.
Yeah, I'm going all in, picking up everything I've built over my life and jumping onto this new adventure.
Do you have a place lined up to live?
No, we're just going to go over there and find the place.
Yeah. Right. Is this partner on board with the whole crypto idea? This is the romantic partner? I mean, I'm not clear.
Oh, this is
partner can mean anything. Had a partner, right? Like, I don't even know what it means.
Yeah, this is my business partner. I work in the real estate industry, and he was actually the one who discovered the Northern Mariana Islands. He's a Chinese national, so they're very interested in real estate, as you may have heard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an ideal location because it's a few hours away from China. It's the only place in America where Chinese can go visa-free, which is pretty spectacular in itself. So a lot of Chinese are interested in buying land and property there and being able to use it for a vacation.
Now, what's the traveling like? I mean, obviously it takes a long time to get there from the United States. It's going to be, you know, get ready for a full 24-hour at least, you know, flying time with probably at least two stops before you get there. What's the airport security like? I mean, I remember flying into Acapulco in Mexico versus Mexico City. It was like a huge difference in ease of getting through security. I mean, how hard, you know, are they Border Patrol? Is Customs and Border Patrol there? Are they, you know, could you tell?
Oh, yeah. There's some pretty funny stories in regards to the both the customs and the travel freedom in the Mariana Islands.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing like you've ever seen before.
Before you go on with the story, have you flown in from another country where you were spending time, or were you like on a flight from the U.S. so you never kind of left the U.S.?
I've flown in through both Korea and Hong Kong, and it's a pretty similar experience. It's like going to anywhere else. You know, you just go in the airport, go through security, get on the plane. But what's interesting is domestic travel. I was flying from one island to the other. The first thing that surprised me was the boarding pass. My boarding pass was a laminated paper seashell. I thought they were kidding when they gave it to me. It said Star Mariana, yellow seashell, seat 5.
And Star Mariana is the name of the airline.
Exactly. And I was waiting for the TSA to fill me up, but there weren't any.
Wow.
There was no bag checks. You just hop on the prop plane, and a few minutes later, you're on the other island.
How many people on the plane?
The plane seats 5.
Yeah.
I was riding shotgun next to the pilot. It was
great. That's what it's like going in the Caribbean islands, too. If you're just going to do an island hop, yeah, no one cares, right?
Just super relaxed.
Get on.
There was a joystick in my lap. I could have taken control if the pilot seemed like he was falling asleep or anything. It could have landed us safely. But, no, it was a great experience. And the Customs and Border Patrol is pretty wild, too. So it's the only place in the U.S. that has its own customs regime. So,
whoa, really?
Yeah, it's pretty wild. When you're at
so
the
it's
post
run
office,
by the
yeah,
the
local government runs it. So you're at the post office picking up your package. There's a desk with a fold-out table that says customs in marker. And there's two customs agents sitting there. And every once in a while, they'll just point at someone and be like, oh, can we inspect your package?
No.
And you just look at it, it goes through customs, and you're good to go.
Huh.
But they take breaks every, like, 15 minutes or so. So if you, you know, have something with a really high excise tax, you can get through if you need to. Not that we're advocating that.
What about buying things like electronics? When we went to Mexico, electronics are more expensive than they are in the United States because a lot of these countries are like, oh, well, if you're buying a big TV, then you can pay extra.
It's America. There's freedom there. There's no sales tax. There's no property tax. And you can order on Amazon just like anywhere else in the U.S. The only difference is shipping is a little slower.
Instead of
2 days, your Amazon will take about 5 days, which is, I think, pretty manageable.
Yeah, I think that's manageable.
Yeah, for sure.
And when you say there's no sales tax, there's no property tax, what about, but there is income tax. It's about half of what the U.S. income tax is.
That's the highest rate. It can be as low as 90%.
Do you have to fill out a U.S. tax form? Is that the expectation?
It only if you have U.S. source income. So income sourcing is a little complicated topic. I'm not sure how good radio it makes. But if you're in the Mariana Islands when you're earning the revenue, it's going to be Mariana source generally. And that income, the IRS has no jurisdiction. If you have a rental property in New Hampshire or anywhere else in the U.S., you will have to file state and federal taxes with them because that's sourced from New Hampshire. Is that clear?
Yeah, I guess it is. So how do they know that you're receiving income?
You'd have to tell them, I imagine.
Yeah. Well, the tax authority there is pretty relaxed. It's pretty common. A lot of businesses run under the table there. And as long as you're not too big, generally, they don't go after you.
The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We got a full hour to go on this live Thanksgiving Day edition. You got a question for Alexander Ugorji here from CryptoFrontier.org. Now's a good time to jump in to the discussion.
You can be the smartest person in the room on the topic of the Constitution if you watch this free webinar. Liberty First University is online training on the principles of liberty and the origin, proper application, and defense of our founding documents and the principles they contain. You will receive an education worthy of the highest institutions of learning, as if the founders were teaching it. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.